אני צמח. On Sukkot, the idea was put forward to learn Hilchos Kibud Arba'im. So, from the Chamura Shebechamuras, the Shet in Yerushalmi Peah, as Kibud Arba'im is one of the most chumadik mitzvahs. The problem is, it's not an Erech Chaim. If it was an Erech Chaim, everybody would learn it. There would be an Erech Chaim, to Mishabura, or Goyin Shen. Or it's tucked away somewhere else. Yeah, just in case you want to know where it is, it's in Yerodea. Yeah, not the third Chelik Yerodea, or the fourth, depends how many volumes of Yerodea is. Nowadays, probably fifth Chelik. And it's only one simon, it's not all that long. It's actually two simonim. Rambam's Dor Perik. Yeah, the Rambam, those want to know, the Rambam is in Hilchos Mamrim. And Hilchos Mamrim is in Sefer Shoftim, right towards the end of the Rambam. Ein Perik. Aber es hat größer Mitzvah, wenn ich versucht. Wenn man steht in der Gemara so, die Gemara says, yeah, oh, so where's in the Gemara? Wie ist treffen uns in der Gemara? Spann? Sorry? Ach. Du bist hier schon. Du bist hier, mein Schaffst du, ich kann nicht zu dir. Schon gelernt, das kommt schon mal schon 3-4 Mal, ne? Ach. Ich darf lange, da mein Beis hat es kommen. So the Gemara tells us, so Bemis is the Psukim. Where the Psukim? There's Psukim in Aser HaDibris, das weiß man noch, everybody knows. In the second one is the Shichl Shini Loshen. Aber the Eke steht in Aser HaDibris, Kabe des Vericho Vesimecho, Man Yarichon Yomecho. Man Yarichon Yomecho goes on what? This is Kibud Arba'im. Stupid question? That's a stupid question, I'll show you in a minute. Rather than it's going to push it. The man Yarichon Yomecho, that's the end of the first five Dibris. The Kavod Yisavicho. The man Yarichon Yomecho goes on all the five. Dibris, I'll show you is Gate the man Yarichon Yomecho. That's an interesting thing. What's the name? What's the name? What's the So you've got Kavos Avichu Simecho, and the other pasuk is in Kedoshim. Ish imoy v'oviv tiro, es shav seset tishmeru, balzin, what's the shaykh? It's called, it's a chassam, in the fashion. Aber what's nagea, is ish imoy v'oviv tiro. So those are two psukim. Basically, I count the two psukim in Aser HaDibros, like one pasuk, one in it. And here you got, because those talk about kibbutz. Kavei Yisavicha Vesimecho, shit not kibbutz. Shteit in Jiro. Here, in Kedoshim state, Ish, Imoi, Rovi Tiro. So, Naizach. So that the first thing we see from here, that the two parts are two separate mitzvahs, Be'emes. Choyer. I get named just now. About Kapun, there's two. One is Mrs. Kibbutz, Av, and one is Yiro. Yiro. And then there's another Pusuk about a Makalal. The person's Makalal, Khalila Makalal Ovivimwe, is a Chai Misa. So the Gemara puts this in context. The Gemara says like this: the Gemara zok to hear daf lamed on base in kedushin. So the Gemara nema kabed esovicho vesimecho. The mitzvah kabed esovicho vesimecho. The nema kabed es Hashem mehoincho. There's another pasuk which says it's a pasuk in Mishlei kabed es Hashem mehoincho. should be mechabed the Ribbon Shloilam from with you wherewithal, yeah, with what you got. Hishwa kosov kibud aveim the chavid amukim. So we see that the Torah equates kibud aveim to chavid amukim. The emes not so push it, because states as Tosfos brings mention that the Chazal that when the pasuk says kaved es Hashem mehoincho, that means you got to do a mitzvah kaved es Hashem mehoincho, you got the means, do the mitzvah. You haven't got the means, don't do the mitzvah. You don't have to, because the state and pasuk kaved es Hashem mehoincho from with your means. If you haven't got the means, you're putter. But kibud av v'eim states kaved zovich v'simecho. It's not qualified. Your means, this means, it's right to is that the mitzvah kibud av v'eim is greater. Remember, the lashon of Chazal is in Yerushalmi and other places that the mitzvah kibud av v'eim demands of a yid to mechaber the parents, even if you haven't got the means. In situations, we'll come to it later on eventually. About kaponim, it's meh. So what's the pshat kavis zoriches imecho? So what's the Gemara mean? The Gemara says it's the same. It's the same. Hishwa kosu kibud av v'eim the kavod amokim. Zuk the Bach. It's richtig. The kasha richtig kasha. It's takemus. But when the Gemara says here that kaved esavicho vasimecho and kavos Hashem ahuincho, that hishwa hakosuv kibud av v'eim to kavod hamokim, that the Torah equates kibud av v'eim to the kavod one has to offer the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the gavod einshin. That means if a person is not mekayem that mitzvah or is over that mitzvah, he gets an einish of the same magnitude as a person who is not mekayem the mitzvah of kavod hamokim, of kavod from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we're talking about the einish only, but in how big the mitzvah is in terms of whether you've got to spend more than what you can afford or not, that we're not talking about here. It's talking Kenzain, that Kaved HaMokim only mehoincho, as much as you can afford, and Kaved HaMokim is Kaved Kibud Av V'eim is even more. About Kaponim, the Gemara says here this Abraisa, that Kaved Tzoricho V'simecho and Kaved Hashem mehoincho equates, puts them on the same level of Kaponim as far as Einshim are concerned. Then the Gemara carries on, Abraisa carries on, Nemar ish imoy v'oviv tiru, v'nemar es Hashem reikecho tiru. So you've got a pasuk which tells you that one has to have yiro of one's parents, and one has to have yiro of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hishva kosuv, the Torah equates, nachamu, the moira av'eim to moira samukim. Yep. It's a shtakol. It's just a push to Gemara, the push to Breisa to learn on its own. That's a shtein. The state. As Meret from Yerushalmai, Nidita from Yerushalmai, we know. Shteitzach. That same Yira one has to have for one's parents. And Agav has to remember also, Yira and Kibud Avim and Yira's Avim. At least Kibud Avim certainly is Negea. I feel a Rechmon Chalila Mahotishka parents. Of the dinim of kibbut, carry on lacha p'tivosom. Then the brayso is the third pasuk. Nema mekalel over the ima moisimus. A person's mekalel his father or mother moisimus chay misa. And nema there's a pasuk that ish ki kilel elekav nosu chetoy. If chalid a person's what Chazal calls mavorich es Hashem, that's a loshen, saginor. Is Hishwa Kosu Bichas Aveim the Bichas Hamokim? Frank the Bryce, there's another pasuk. There's another pasuk of Hakos Aveim. to a person chalila hits a parent or does harm to a parent, physical harm to a parent, is oinish look to Gemara of our b'hakor vada yefsha. It's not trying to compare hakor sa'av aim to the religion. It doesn't exist. The meila is look to b'chein b'din. B'chein b'din look to b'raisa, and it's correct. It's a logical chiv. B'chein b'din is a logical chiv. That one should have covered and yira for one's parents, like for the Ribbono Shel'olam. Why? She shlosh tov shutfin boy. The Ribbono Shel'olam and one's parents are all shutfin in bringing a person into this world. So in Mela, like there's a din of covered and yira to one's to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Similarly, there's a chiv of covered and yira to one's parents. This v'chein b'din in the Braisa, I just want to mention a point about it. We'll have to see more later. The Chayra, what's the meaning of v'chein b'din? Because they're shutfim boy. Parents are shutfim. And therefore it makes it, it sounds as if the Braisa is saying, that it's therefore a dovah sichli, a logical thing, that, like, because he gives you the neshoma, like Rashi says, the Rashi gives a person neshoma, mare ayin, is what he looks like, v'shmias oizen v'dibro, the power of hearing and speaking, that's also the Rebbeinu Shel'olam. This is Rashi. So it's kilus is a logical thing. Yeah, so that was sichli. Bemis, if you look in the chinuch, mitzvah, lamed gimel, I think. The mitzvah is that is befitting for a person to sheyakir, to recognize that person, that someone is giving you a teva, v'yigmal chesed, the mishur osim a teva, to do a chesed and to return the favor, so to speak, for a person who did you a favor. A person should be ungrateful. It's called a novel, and kofi toiva doesn't recognize the favor he got. Shazu midoro meuso b'tachlis sechel kivod v'anoshim. V'shiiten el liboy ki aavoyim him sibas heyosib oilam. The parents are the cause for him being coming to existence in this world. Okay, and therefore. It's therefore befitting to do for one's parents kol kovod v'chol te'elas yuchal, every possible min kovod and any help and any assistance one can give them, one should do. Ki heim heviyu lo'ilam. Two reasons, says. First of all, heim heviyu lo'ilam. They brought a person into this world. V'gam yagu boy kam yegiyos v'katnusay. And they brought with them. Built him up, fed him, looked after him. The two reasons. Right, from here we see in Dusum Gepaskim that you shouldn't think because we're saying this the din of Al-Kir, the din of Halachis Kibdavim is dependent on Akor Satoiv. What happens is there's no Akor Satoiv. A child was born and taken away from his parents, or whatever it is, and they're brought up by somebody else. So they haven't got the Hakoros HaToiv of having been looked after by the parents. Is a Rechiv Kibud Aveim? Doesn't allow you. Because even for that alone, that the parents are Sibas HaYosei Ba'ilam, they are the reason and the cause that brought him into the world, that's enough. And he says, also, and also because they looked after him. Yeah, and then the Rebbeinu himself, like he says, he gave a person the das and seichel, because without the seichel and the nefesh, which Rebbeinu gave, he'd be kesus keferet hinovin. Yarich b'machshavta, and therefore a person should think out in his machshava, kamo v'kamo roile lihizor b'avodos baruchu. I'm stressing this, I'll tell you why I'm stressing this. What's our shayla zeh? Kibud avayim za mitzvah. Why don't we make a bruch on it? As I fragen, schöne. Can we wait a second to say something? Pardon? Yeah, why? So what? Well, yes, the chuch. Not keep it that way. So I should make a bruch on it. Die kasha fragt der Rashi in Tshuvas und fragt den Bilyam in Zev in Tshuvas, aber ich weiß, ich sage beide. So, the Rashi says, or a teretz, Rashi is a teretz because kein Möchel sein. Tat kein Möchel sein. So if he's Michael, so I want to do my kibbut aveim, and I make a brocha, and then my father says, no, lechun the shikvin Michael. Azoy lechud the pshat in Rashi. If that's pshat in Rashi, it's a big chiddush, because that means that if the tat is Michael, then not just pshat tat second Michael, we have seen a mitzvah do it. So I'm just not mashmos if the tat is Michael, I chomish ka mitzvah. Because otherwise, so what's the tatas moichel? I want to do it. Unless the father prevents you from doing it. Doesn't want you to do it. If he doesn't want, yeah. Oh, it's a sickness, yeah? If he's doing mechila, he doesn't want to be moichel zayn, Dr. Ashby. The Binyamin Zev looked another reason. Binyamin Zev looked a reason because, looked interesting, because it's a mitzvah which the goyim also keep. Don't know what kind of period of time he lived. Nowadays, it's a schwach. But the emphasis in finding the Gemara looked a chani roisi nochi she kofas over the cowboy. So that's also not going to kibudav. Of a kapunim, versus there was a certain amount of kibudav on all of the time. Is Vivaltz, is Azoi, is Vivaltz, it's not, steht auf, Brucha, we make a Brucha, Brucha, that's Azoi, Asher Kiddushonu b'Mitzvah Yisav. So a Mitzvah, which is Miyuchat for Yidin, the Rebbeinu was Mekadosh us, and gave us that specific Mitzvah, only for us. If it's a Mitzvah Sichli, like I said before, it was Azoi, as Azach the Goyim also do, so not Shaykh to say, Asher Kiddushonu b'Mitzvah Yisav, so the Brucha is not Shaykh, by Azach, Azoi is up there. Aber gesehen, er war in sich auch in Tshuvas, er fragt, und andere suchen das euch, dass ich, als the Maser, we shouldn't do mitzvahs, because it's logical. We should do mitzvahs, because they're worship geheißen. Er was like, so the way we do the mitzvah, it's sicher, we only need to do mitzvah, also I go to trachten for the shizah. So Mela, it's shach zuna, it's all going shach zuna brocha, so that's not a reason not to say brocha. Also if he fragt in Shevet HaLevi, and she will say, black bakasha. Ja, aber, in Gegenteil, yeah, on the other side, you've got the Rishayim who say that it's a logical thing. So it's a chidr zog tchia, also. So it's not shazah kasha, actually. So I'm just saying, as the kudas, can say, with them, it's fine for them, the cash, yeah? So it's not. But, so that's it, the kabrocha machon, she keeps away. But it was a logical thing. Remember, so I'll show you, I said, it's very, very interesting. We come to the sadness yet, it's in, well, shit, Chazal zog in Esau, going to Valtik, in Kibudav, you want to see how far it goes, interesting thing. You've got Parshas Vayeshev. Not Parshas Vayeshev. So, I haven't. Earlier, she's doing Sif Chassidim Ozei. שבאלו בחוירה. ומחירס הבחוירה, שהתוויה מאיסוף. יעקב ינסתם, מיכו חיים בחירוס חולי. סלמי הבחוירה. ויהיה מאיסוף, הנה אונויכי הולך לומס. ולמה זה לי בחוירה? כאן היה חומוס, הוא סתף יחום לבחיר. Who did he say this to? Is it to whom he said it? Weißt du, he said it to himself. Er getracht. Lass uns die Bechir. In der Neue Hülle Chumus, lass uns die Bechir. Fregt der Sefer Chassidim, fregt Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, sagt er, why did the Torah have to write the Machshavas of Esav? Wer hat auf uns Esav getracht? Just say, brauchst du auch das hin? No? Er hat gegrägt, nur bei jedem Körper verkündet mich heute, zwei Jahre, können wir finish. Why did he say, was hat er getracht? Na, eine gewaltige Sache, was er sagt. Lass mal sehen, was ich Chosha Esav. So the reason is you shouldn't wonder why Lamo Shelitam and Lamo no son HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memshol Lebnei Esav. Why did the Rebbeinu give Azam Memshol Zeit Azar Golus Edom Azam Memshol for Edom for Bnei Esav? Why did the Rebbeinu give Azam Memshol for Bnei Esav? Loimar to tell us the reason is. Because she told him, "Bishvil Oviv, Cholach, Nemukim Sakonu, Vemukim Achayas." He was always meisenefesh himself. He always went to Mukim Sakonu to provide what his father wanted. Kedei lots of tzayd lehove Eloviv. Because, so that's what he said. That's what he's saying. Esav gezokt in his machshava. Hine onoich heilech lomus. Why heard a chlomus? We heard a chlomus because he went to Makom Sakona. I say that. Aber Shem Shemaim, he went to provide for his father. That's come to teach us. Tell us. For what is the Esav Azar goes to Baldova? What Azar goes to a feet? That's not enough. He carries on to Talmud Kazach. Umimenu lomad Yosef. Yeah, it's an eye rebbe. Esau's going the rebbe from Yosef. I think it was a classic one, he's going to rebbe from Yosef. Or Yosef learned from Esau this Nakuda. When Yaakov Avinu said to Esau, to Yosef, V'chol v'ashlochacho aleihem, he sent, in Pashas Vayeshev, he sent Yosef to the brothers, V'aloi ho yudea, sh'senim Yosef. He knew they hated him. Elo, my Yosef, Yosef gezog, Yosef, Esav, the fetter Esav, hoylech todir lemokim sakona. He goes to Seder to place over sakona, kadei lotzu tzayit lehovel oviv, to bring food for his father, for Yitzchak. V'ovi shlochani, and my father Yaakov sent me lira, he says, shleim achai, to see how my brothers are doing, v'shleim atzoin, and have the shipa, shu chiyus shel ovi. That's the whole livelihood of my father, Bnei Beis, and his whole family. V'lo eilech, and I won't go. So Yosef learned from Esav, so again with Mesiras Nefesh. Those are two reasons for Ushtei doing the Pusuk. V'yoyim Esav, hinei onei chayichu lomus. To tell you he wasn't Mesiras Nefesh, and that's why Zoychet says our Malchus. And also to teach Yosef, as Yosef listened, a good afgain. And Kol Zeh, so yeah, so he finishes off. Kol Zeh, Nichtav, all this was written in the Torah, Lohidiyal Yisroel, to let Yidin know, Eich Litroyach Kedei Lehovi Parnosel Aviyam. How much tich, how much bother, and how much, what lengths to go to bring Parnosel to their parents, Eich Yiyun Zehirim Lasis Mitzvah Aviyam. How should be careful to the mitzvah of the parents, what the parents want of them. I got to that. So sag kash is though, versteht sich, because what's the head to go mukhus a kondra gana? That's all the first reading in here. So, yeah, we'll leave that for the moment. But this steht, the same thing. Ad kde kach. Ad the Madrega of Esau, the Greed, is a Makoyer for his Gartus, Heinz, this Mashiach had come in the Gichen, that's Shem. And also, it was the Makoyer for Esau, for Yosef HaTzadik's Mesiris Nefesh, to go to visit his brothers, even though he knew they hated him. That's a great thing. So this is what they do. And what happened in But I want to add another stick to the door. So, from the Pusuk, ish im ev ov tirom. We'll see what Kibud Av Ev does for the person. And it's not a shot. So, from the Zuk, on this Pusuk, ish im ev ov tirom. So, the beginning of Kedoshim. The Sifon goes through the beginning of the set of Kedoshim. First of all, he gives the whole Akdoma, but till Kedoshim is all the halachas of Tumah Tahara and Macholas Asuras, all those things which bring a Yid to Kedusha. And he says, now, after he's been through all those things, all those things, the kavona of all those mitzvahs till now, of Machul Sasuras and Arroyos, all those things, is Kedei, is Hishayu Kedushim. And that is, why, what's the end of being Kedushim? For what's the end of Kedushim? Kedei Shiyu Damli Yitzchon. Kefi Yitzchon. That a person needs to be as similar as possible to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kama Shehoisa Kavona Bebriyas Odom. Yidu Seinu Ketzalmeinu. Now Seinu Ketzalmeinu Kidu Seinu. So now the Torah tells us, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Lekeichem, V'roi Shetudam Bo'eila Kfi Asha, Be'iyun V'masa. You've got to be Kodeshim as of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kodeshim, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Lekeichem. So how do you achieve that? That's what he likes to do. And to achieve that similarity, that parallel kavyochol kilu with the Ribbono Shel Olam to be kedoshim, how do you achieve that? The Torah is not telling us shenitztareich lishmor es hamitzvos haksuvos b'luch rishon. To achieve that dimyon of kedusha to Ribbono Shel Olam, you've got to be mekayim all the mitzvos which are written in the first luach of the shiduchos, which are the five. Dibbos, the first five dibbos. Shekol ha-kavon ha-behem yilichai yoylem bilvad. That's all. Tevus chai yoylem. To be zeicha to yoylem avor. Kamoi shebi yom esreifam. Like the Ribbono Shel Olam says, that a shtei klo in the dibbos at the end of the first five dibbos, leman yarichun yomecho. Kach sheizbar vim koima. If you look there, the sipon there, and that's what it was up. This is Leman Yarichun Yomech, Leman Yarichun Yomech, Allah Domo, goes on all those five divas. Not like Menet and Cheder, it goes on this Mitzvah Kibud Av Em. It refers to all the five first mitzvahs in the Luchas. The history of the Var in Kibud Av Em, and it starts off by saying Kibud Av Em, Lomar, Ish Imeh Ho Tilo. So Agav, he adds, what do you mean tiro? On the push is the chat. The Hoira is to tell us Shlo Yia Hakovid Behem Al Oifin Shia Libra Gas Behem. But that was how Mama Shazu Yichaveri was Tate, Mama. You got to, Afa Pishi Yichavdi B'machal B'mishdeh B'malgush. Because even though you look after them, you provide food, drink, and clothing for them, Abba, it's got to be still got to be mechabed your parents as if like you mechabed neuroim. That's the people who you feel fearful. Yeah, as if doesn't keep that vein. Lemalosam olav. But The Ikur Nakuda I want to bring up from the Sifonu is, Sifonu says that to achieve the tachlis that a person's walked down on this world for, which is to be Kadoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ani, you've got to have the first five divas, and Kibud Av is one of them. So being Mekayim is the Kibud Avim, is not just being Mekayim, the mitzvah Kibud Avim on its own, it brings you to a madrega of Kedusha. Does she do in Sifon? So I'll go to Kedusha, what is up there? Yeah, what is up there? Like Bazoi, I just want to be, I'm not worried about the Shaila, I'm still going, I just want to see the Shaila. Like Bazoi, if parents are Moichel Al-Kavaydam, and being Moichel means that you're not going to have the mitzvah, then the parents have destroyed that facility, that part of the facility of being Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. They haven't got that part, and you need all five dibros for it. So being Moichel Al Kavaydam, not such a pushta thing, as they contest in the Sifon. The other reasons for also Mizalish Moichel Zayim, yeah, the Mr. Zachem. Aber doch steht, so verkehrt, wenn man sich sieht und sagt, man should be Moichel, es hat ihm noch wie Machschel. Aber, we come to that noch, I'm just being Moichel now, I'm helping by Unheil, it's a bit of a fremde Nune, ja, was noch. Aber mit, it's a very interesting Sifon, I've not seen anybody brings this Sifon, the Waal, aber es steht, es vor allem steht.
Nicht la Halacha.
Ja, ich stehe hier, aber so schatten, ja, aber das ist Arishin. Und ich finde, das sind zwei Dinge, ne? Aber ich finde, aber das ist so was, das ist ein Zeit, das ist ein Zeit, das ist Lombus, und das ist ein Zeit, 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 ja. Noch eine Kudde, eine wichtige Kudde. Is Bemis steht in the Gemara. The Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, noch a breise. This is all begayat the Hakadom, obviously. She says, Tona Rabbanon, Shroi Shushutun Heim Ba'odom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ve'ovi Ve'imoi. Bizman, She'odom Mechabes Ovi Ve'simoi. Om Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Nu, Ma'ale Ani Aleihem, Kilu Da'ati B'neihem. Ve'chibduni. And as nicht, I remove myself from them. Steht spät in the Gemara. Steht, Tona Tana kam drab nachem, bis man schaudem mit Zayr, es ovi vesimoi. He causes them distress to his parents. Oma kodesh baruch hu, yofi osisim. Yofi osisi, I did very well shalei da'ati b'neim, not to live with them. Because if I live with them, they'd be mishar me as well. Zulte Marshall, da auf dem Platz. So, what's up, Shah? We all know this word. We all know who states in Chazal as Ishu Isho Shchina Shwe Benem. The Yud of the Ish and the He of the Isho is Koh. It was Shchina Shwe Benem. Without those two letters, you're left with Eish Veish. That's in Chazal, in Mesechta Ketanis. Eish Veish. Zulte Ibarzoi, if you're Matzah, your parents, I don't want to be with you. The Rebbeinu's Masalik Yishchina takes away the Yud and the Hay, and you're left with just H V'Ish. So a bit remaisa, yeah, fire and fire. Azuk Mashul. So Kim Tois, it's new interest. Yeah, new interest in Mechab your parents, because that's the only way you can be zeichet to have Ashur Shchina in your home. You go to home where there's no Kibud Avim, so you flush your Shchina, you flush Ashur Shchina. So you have good luck.
What? By your parents, they won't have.
No, you're the product of your parents, yeah. The Shchina, which is mistarif with your parents, chelik, and you, is mistalik, yeah. Doctor. So, Alpha Kumna, we see the chumra of Kibud Avim, the wichtigkeit of the chumra of Kibud Avim. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you see. Kibud, what's Kibud Av? Machileu, Mashkeu, you provide food, you provide drink, you provide the other zachem, and now the whole of the halacha is done in Siman Reishma. Pashtus, it means also in how you talk to him. Bemis, as we state in a few places, we see. We read, Aber Chayodom adds. Chayodom adds a Stickler. The Chayodom reminded me, I was. I think it was my first. When I went to the show, I went by boat. It was a full week on the boat from Marseille to Haifa. I came back, also by boat. We had to get off in Naples because it was docking in Marseille on Shabbos. We had to get off at Naples to get a train. So we got a train, took a 24-hour train to Paris. On my own, I didn't know the language. Oh, I'm here to tell the story. So it's worked. I managed. So I slept at the cabin of him. I shared a cabin with other people. I mean, Dothan is an Israeli boy. Was it a proper Israeli? I never had a son of a friend. If I say to me, I was like, I'm going to have a vision of Chosid. But they don't have visions. I was like, I'm going to have a long time to pay this, with a ganze mass. But I decided, I'll do my own thing. My parents, it's not my fault that I was born to them. That was their geschäft, nothing to do with me. And I'm a biological accident, wie gesagt. That's what I said. And schön, so small, lieber Lehem. And so the Chayodum bet, mom, schön, you think. Chayodum says, Yisocher pi devre sheker, ho emrim, she'enam tzrichim l'chachzik teve l'av eim. Hil hanu satsumam ho'im b'chavdim. Me meile noilat. Me kim she noilat mehem? The boy should make him the teva. She'av eim, begatlu b'neim, b'teva, k'chol b'heim, b'chai v'oif. Every all animals also look after their young. Veda boy machzik and tova, we say, don't find animals that machzik tova for their parents. So why should I have machzik tova for my parents? Kedichsiv, as looked after them, is almon, is tatkun, is chamshun. Kedichsiv to lamnos siv se sheker. First of all, kehim beatzim on meidim aleim shem kibehemah. The first thing is they're testifying on themselves that they're behemoths. No better than behemoths. So they're speaking about themselves. So kibud is what? B'maase, steht sich, like we said before. B'divur, avada, oichet. But also b'machshove. Das ist ja tiefe Sache. B'machshove. Was mit b'machshove? Kedichsiv, steht in Tilmase. Dom der Melech sagt, nifze b'einav nimas, v'esire Hashem lichavit. Nifze b'einav nimas, v'esire, a person to himself, he feels himself, he's a nothing. Aber he's mechabed yirei Hashem. What does it mean, mechabed yirei Hashem? It means, must mean, b'machshova. Why? Because you can't say that b'liboy ve'enav, in his heart and in his eyes, the people are nivzim, the yirei Hashem are nivzim, but he's mechabed them. Because if they're emazoi, they are like him. He's also nivzim ve'enav v'nimas. So what's the fact that, why is he mechabed them? El ha-kachad ha-salema she mechabed them b'liboy. He's mechabed them in his heart. She mechashuvim b'einav b'liboy. The hainu, that means, a person thinks of his yireim, she gedoylim b'lich b'li oretz, that they are great people, mechabodim, even the other people are not machshed them at all. Oh, but he, in his eyes, is mechab with them, because in his heart he feels a cover to them. If you're mechab with people, keep with the plus people, it's not the actions. It's the heart that goes with it. It doesn't chayel. So it brings a raya from them, that therefore, when Sheikh Kabbej de Savich Vesimecho means, b'machshuv, b'lev. You've got to feel a air, how do you say in Yiddish? Covered to them in your heart. As if it's a chayodah. Bemis, he says, I noticed from my father, he said, that Kol Yomov, he always was misboining to find a particular special mala, miuchedes, in his father, in which he was special, distinguishable, more than anybody else. Until he came to the conclusion that in that particular point he was like a good ladon in that particular thing. And I always wondered, why? What did he need to do that for? Until I understood the reason is because the ikum is kibud av, and the same is kibud abrias and everybody else, it's with mechabed the person that kibud amiti. So, and it's not shaykh, he says. Such kapshat to mechaber the father or anybody for that matter, covered emes. If it's only minasuf lachutz, it's only the actions you do. You're not yetsu that today. Mrs. Kibudah b'shlemus. Avada you chayv that as well. Versteht sich, aber you're not yetsu. Al kin chayv a ben levakish. A son is bechuyv to seek, ulechapes and to search for, ulimtsa and to find malos miyuchudos minichbodos ba'oviv. Special malice in his father, both parents. But they kach ye oviv nikba beinav, so you feel a covet, you feel a respect to him for that mila. And then the covet of mechabdei, the covet he does for him by giving him food, giving him drink, giving him clothes, and all that kind of thing. That's a covet amos. We kai mrs. kibudav b'shlemus. So what is up to the shit in the shit in chayav amos? So it's got to be in the heart. That's really a chashivus for father. And even though other people don't think he's choshev like you think so, but you know him better, and you can find something at least something, that in which he's got an exceptional midah tova, an exceptional advantage of other people in the way he does things or thinks things or says things. Apus kum doch treffen. And then when you give him the covered, the gashuzika covered of providing for him what he needs, that is becomes a covered kibbut emes, because you mechabdu belef. So mechabdui is those of the chayodom. Mechabdui is not only b'masa and b'dibu, it's also b'machshava. So this is a wichtig zach, to always to find a mailer. People criticized. People grew up as critics. Manatzach is a critic. Everything's criticizing. Criticize parents, criticize children, criticize anything going gets criticized, except for oneself. Parents, not only you mustn't criticize, you've got to find milers in your parents which are rare and great enough for you to inspire you with respect for them. And then the kibud av is b'shlemus. So that's the shtetl in chayor. I think I once told you this myself. Somebody, I mean, a man told me, a friend of mine, said to me, I'm going to Bucha, and he once saw, state somewhere, there's a very big Indian of Herizal on Friday night, to kiss one's mother's hands. So he started doing that. His mother was thrilled, Galtic. She didn't know what he was doing, she thought he was doing it out of Gratisarus, Kibdavay. He made the mistake a few weeks later to let slip to his mother the reason why he's doing it. Well, shit, Narizal was always machen. Whoops, that's the whole thing. Nicht vermeiden, it's wegen Jesus and Narizal, forget it. Leave me alone, blah, blah. So, Achelik, da verstehen, wenn, was zu sagen, was nicht zu sagen. Noch eine Sache, muss man mention. Das ist erst der Ende der Oktober. Noch eine Sache. How does one address parents? The three ways of addressing your parents. In English, there are two ways. In English, there's you, direct, or, Maloshen Nister, the Tata. Yeah, the Tata will.
Was?
As was? No, so he's, yeah? Yeah, but he's saying to him, Oh, you eat matata, yeah, that's direct. Yeah. Yeah, but there's a third way. In French, and also, or in Yiddish, there's in Yiddish, the ear, like in plural. So somebody who's Lishkan Nazar Haimisha, you say ear. In French, you say vous. So how do you address the parents? You, du, or the ear, or the third person, the tata. Yeah? To the Rebbeinu Shem, how do you speak? Direct. At all.
Both.
Yeah, right. But the eighth bracha is nechach. Yeah. The other bracha is nechach. Yeah. Ja, ik ga nog een stukje doen als pshat in psukim. In psukim door später in bij de broekers in Parshas Hildes. Parshas Hildes steht. Steht also, Yaakov Hino came in to Yitzchak and he said, Kuno, Shavo, what's Tashkum no Shavu? How do you translate in Cheder school? How do you translate Kum no Shavu? I think I'm asking you a stupid elementary question. It's not so stupid to show you in your life. Yeah? We touch Rashi touch. What's Rashi touch? Rashi touched. Kumno, Rashi says clearly. Because when Yaakov really said, Yisrael really said, Kol Yaakov, Shemadaba, Voloshim Tachnunim, Kumno. So Kumno means please. Yeah? Kumno means please. Don't Tachnunim. So then, when Esav said, Yokumovi Vecham Yitzhid Benoi, and that's called speaking of bad Loshim. Aval Esav Zoshim Kanturia Diber Yokumovi. Why is it called a Loshon of Chaparai of non-respect? Because he didn't say that little tiny word, no. Is that a chat? I'll say that one, no, I'll pass this, yeah? So if you look in Targum, what's Targum say? Kum no, kum ka'an. Now, the Targum, b'chol ha'tirei kula, never touches no as please. The Targum, in Targum Yens, and Targum Unchlis, are the two places where yes? Yeah. Can tell, all right, but do sicher nicht, yeah? Do sicher nicht, yeah? But do sicher nicht, yeah, kum ka'an, get up now. Kum no, get up now, and eat. So that's not Loshon Tachnunim. What was wrong with what Esav said then? You just said Yokomovi. Oh, I didn't say the no. No, if no doesn't mean please, so the no is the Levada Memorial. It doesn't add anything, it doesn't detract from anything if it wasn't said. So what was wrong with what Esav said? Yeah? Hey, let me show you teeth, yeah? Rashi, that's it. What? Zultachasen Sefer, look, Teres Moshe, der auf dem Platz, bringt sich von Nussnadler, ist Tag in Schirmo, in der Wand von der Chasen Sefer, und er bringt sich von Nussnadler, der Nussnadler hat ihm gesucht, hat gesucht, als zur Tate, you don't talk in third person. To a father, to a parent, a father, you can speak with a closeness. Like, it's a in and out dweikus, a min dovuk, you're close, you touch your father, you attach your mother. Azoi vi meretzen rebenshele, mochato. Right, what's the right? What right do we have to speak the Russian Blosh and Bochato? Because Kutchbuk is where I said, Chad, Mr. Chal Sainz. It's on Einzweikus. That shows the closeness, that shows the Nordkite. Maybe to speak to a father in a third person is like saying, I'm not really interested in you as a father. My father, I've got to have a conversation with you now, too bad. I'm going to say, in a third person, not direct. Do so, Bizoyim, and this is the end of my head. Azoy, Zukta Ocha Shukhan Echet, La Bochel. Yeah, I mean, we're learning halachos here directly. Psukim, but the shit as I know, Chashulchan, also, that it's very wrong to speak to a parent in the third person. Yeah. Is made of Afdolapmudus. So, when you speak to a parent, you don't say, speak in the third person, and you don't say in the plural, you don't say vu either. You say, just the ear. Do whatever pronunciation you want. But not to the third person and not in the plural. As I state in the pasuk. Another person, I was in Mechubed, so I'm looking at him, I'm speaking in the third person because I'm going to say, 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 so you speak in the third person. Aber because there's no any of a dvekes dort, no any of a kapolim to a parent, darf nun the non kite, the dvekes darf speak, you can speak in the second indirect, directly. So the Holy Brain, I wonder if there are places where Maret or Philip to a parent, as well, you shouldn't be mishan from the minig. Or it's not a correct minig. It's not correct. Allah Holy Brain just. They all bring this chasm sofa, Pasha told us, and the Noach HaShulchan somewhere later on in the same. So that's part of. How to be mesiachas to parents? The kovod. That's the kovod is dveikus. Kovod is another kind. That's the kovod. That's part of kibbutz. And so people who think it's better if I talk to my parents in third person, mem chubadik, pukfaket. So it just shows that if you don't learn the state, pasukim and war, it's not in pasukim. You can come to maskona which faket from the emes. They come to us.
The tata is called third party.
What? That's the third party. That's what Esau said. You're Kamovi. Yeah, shouldn't say that. Tata vilake atay. Tata vilakava. Shouldn't say that. Tata vilstakava. Vilstati. As I state, and they don't really know how it is. Yeah, that's the chasm sofer. Shem al nosan avda. And the chashukum is that all the heintiger brings us up. Nobody brings anyone's house for cats. That's from what I've seen so far. Yeah. So does that make listen? Although it sounds very mechubadik, and the lesson says mechubad. It's a fate in the Nordkeit. It's an interesting thing. So there's a bit ungerührte field in the Kuddes, which a few Mechudzhik has also said. But we have to know, the Hilchus Kibdavayim are very intricate, very complicated, a lot of shailas which need addressing and need working through. So, this show, mit Unheim next week. We'll see you next week.
Ich habe mir eine Frage gestellt, diese eine Frage, die bedarf.